Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, and it is the 26th of January, and I'm recording at 10:28 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time here in a little bit damp London. Okay, well, it was not a dull day, that's for sure. And it started on a bad note. We had Japan down over 2%, and then China experienced a meltdown among the A-shares, the Shanghai comp down nearly 6.5%, and that affected Taiwan and South Korea as well, also Singapore. Now, the other Asia Pacific markets, though, did better. The Australian market was up 1.84%, and we had again modest gains here by India today, and the other so-called little tigers, other than Singapore, which moved sharply lower, as I mentioned a moment ago. Okay, now, then that carried over into Europe with weak starts on the day, but then they picked up because good old crude oil rose like the phoenix, well, at least for a while, and that lifted the European markets for sure. Top gain on there looks like the Italian market up 1.5%. No, it's actually Sweden up 1.57%, but that Italy, Spain in the 1.5% region, and not bad elsewhere, and including a gain on the more modest gain for the UK FTSE 100 index. Wall Street, which was underwater pre-market, but then picked up as the oil price moved higher. Hey, you see that link with the oil price? I keep talking about that every day in here, but they're sort of slavishly, stock market slavishly following oil. They're usually happiest when oil and China both go up, but I think probably oil's the more important one here today. But we'll see. We'll see. Now, just give you some of these U.S. indices. Again, the Dow led 1.75%, the S&P a little less than that, and the NASDAQ composite up nearly 1.1 percentage point higher. That spilled over into the Canadian market, up 1.5%, and Mexico is also stronger, although Brazil has its own special problems, and it declined. So, what to make of this going on? Now, let me give you the... I normally go into dollars and currencies, other currencies and so on, and bonds, but I'm going to talk about this oil a little bit more, because it couldn't be more important here, I think, in terms of overall global sentiment. But it had a low early on in the day. I'm talking about Brent now. Low early on in the day at 29.27, but then it rallied up to a high of 32.72, and it was not far off that, just a little before Wall Street's close. And then after the close, I think some news came out on China. I don't think it was anything terribly significant, but or not that I noticed, at any rate. But one of China's, in fashion market commentators came in and said that the Shanghai Composite Index was going to fall to 2,500. That's about 9% lower than where it is today. That maybe it was just coincidence, but that did coincide with a slippage in the oil price. So Brent, from 32.72 on the high, slipped back down to, it was briefly a little bit below 31 once again. It's currently Trading after hours, it's up 64 cents at 31.14, but obviously well off the highs. And the WTI, which is not so active, being mainly the U.S., the U.S. contract, that is at 30.51, up 17 cents. But again, that had a high of 32.41. So, you know, $1.90 higher, gave up too much of it, but at least it was up on the day and well off the day's low of 29.25. My own guess in here, I just think those big short positions are living dangerously. Some of them are obviously coming out, and I think that's a sensible thing to do. I've mentioned the forecasts and that the market, that, you know, people saying that prices were going to steady in the second half of this year and carrying into 2017, that sort of consensus, and that people running oil shorts would be doing some covering if they were sensible ahead of that period of anticipated additional strength. And that... But I suspect there's still quite a few shorts in that crude oil market overall. But in my opinion, and I've said this in a lot of audios here, the best thing that could happen to the global economy in terms of sentiment, would be if we got crude oil back up to about the $40 level. It's going to happen, but is it going to happen sooner or later? Well, the way this thing swings around, you know, $3 a day in here, they could do it fairly quickly. But we don't yet see a bandwagon effect. We were starting to today, but it gave up too much of those gains. Okay, so what else happened in here? What about those U.S. 10-year bonds? Well, bond investors are certainly treating that is a safe haven, the U.S. 10-year, 1.99%. That's just a single percentage point lower than what we had yesterday. VIX more sensibly dropped a little bit more to 22.50, but that's not all that low for the VIX index, as you will be aware. Now, elsewhere... we had the dollar index come back a little bit, and that's just fractionally over the 99 level. So it's still uncomfortably high, upper side of the range. But intervention, I maintain, has checked it once again. It did get up to 99.455 here earlier today before it was pushed a little lower here overall. Now, precious metals, interesting in here today. Palladium, well, only up $2.25 to $9.43 and change. Silver had a good day, two good days in a row. That's we haven't seen that very often for silver. And also, it's pushed up out of what's a promising little pattern overall, although the short-term oversold condition is replaced. It's sort of edging towards an overbought level, but the pattern looks really quite favorable. It's just a question of, is it going to run now, or is it going to mess around a little bit more here? Well, you know, these are all cheap, all of these things, so we couldn't fall off our chairs in surprise if they did run to the upside, because these recoveries in this incredibly cyclical commodity sector, particularly the industrial commodities, these are late performers, and I've described them as being in a trough area for a few weeks here, And they're starting to improve here a little bit. So, China. I mean, China. Got it stuck on the brain, haven't I? Silver. That's what I was going to talk about. Silver, $14.51. That's up 26 cents in here today. And that's not far off the high that we saw earlier in the day. Platinum, which was so strong yesterday, was up another 14 and a half here today at 876. And gold, also a good day on gold. I'm looking at the future, which is still trading in here, the February future, up at 1119, almost $1,120. So these patterns are all looking a bit steady. Now, my view generally is that particularly gold and silver, a few more people are regarding them as, well, they're rediscovering their currency, their hard money properties. And that would certainly apply to almost anyone who was a reasonably savvy investor, but operating from a weak currency zone overall, because although the gains have certainly been modest in U.S. dollar terms, they've been a whole lot stronger, as you would imagine, in other in most other currencies. Now, among all these other currencies here, well, sterling, 1.4348, and I think the Bank of England wants to keep, and particularly George Osborne wants to keep sterling quite soft overall. George Osborne, Chancellor of the Exchequer, of course, he certainly doesn't want to see sterling appreciating against the euro, because the UK does so much of its trade with the EU countries. Now, the euro is at 1.0864 here, so it's not all that weak. Sterling actually has been coming down a little bit against the euro, which is good for the UK overall. And I think that sterling is also in check by Grexit uncertainty. And again, if you're in the UK, you read and think about Grexit every single day. But if you're not, you might wonder what on earth I'm talking about. But that's going to be the vote on, do we stay in the Eurozone or do we come out? And the betting is currently suggesting that we'll get that vote sometime in June, although it's not definite. It's still all up for grabs here. And let's see, elsewhere in currencies, well, China not doing much. Mostly it's a little bit quiet here overall. And the Australian dollar is just back above the 0.70 level. So, an interesting day. The key question I have, as I head to bed later on this evening, I just say, is oil going to get some follow through to the upside tomorrow, or did it pull back too much today? Well, we will see, and maybe we'll get, I would expect to have a little bit more volatility as well. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.